Great Northwest, it's radio. Indeed it is. This is Pat Crawford, hoping you'll stay with us for some music and conversation here aboard our stage studio in the Museum of Commerce on the historic Pensacola campus of the University of West Florida. What a beautiful evening for Radio Live. What a beautiful audience, you guys. You outdo yourself every month. We have a great lineup of artists this evening, and we're going to begin with one of my favorites, my friend Mr. Malcolm Holcomb. Malcolm comes from the Blue Ridge Mountains of North Carolina, not too far south from where I came from originally. He is recognized by many critics as a master songwriter and performer. I tell you, people ask me, who is Malcolm Holcomb? Describe his music and describe his style. And I can't. He's so many different things, and he's so unique, it is hard to describe. I will tell you, I have never seen an artist work a chair better than Malcolm does. You'd think that he'd be kind of still sitting in that chair, but he's like kinetic energy. He moves, that chair moves, and I think the question that's on everybody's mind every time he performs is he going over this time, or is the chair going to stay put? But you know what? When all that goes on and he's doing all that, and you're thinking, how in the world is he keeping it all together? He never misses a note. His fingerstyle playing is phenomenal, but he does it so aggressively sometimes that, you know, you're thinking, wow, is he hitting all those notes? He is. And he comes in just when he needs to on the vocals. Truly a unique person. It's been said, with a voice that can growl like a cement truck in low gear or mellow out into a heart-tugging croon, coupled with his unique percussive finger-picking guitar style, he is truly one of a kind, and it's the best kind. Please welcome Malcolm Holcomb.
Thanks, Pat, but that's pretty weird. but I'm just glad to be back here at Radio Live and to see the support is generated from friends and neighbors working together to try to do something cool. And so I'm very grateful to be a part of it. I guess some of you folks been to Savannah. I got a chance to go down there for a couple of days with my wife. We took the boy downtown, dropped him off, gave him $1. And we went down there, and my wife stumped her toe, and then it rained like hell, so then we came home. So here we go. It's cool in Savannah, like the last time I know. It's cool in Savannah, like the last time I know. And I feel lost and hurting, thirsty like before. People don't see me when I look them in the eye. Ain't nobody, they don't see me when I look them straight up in the eye. They just stare behind my back. They don't care about if I die. It's raining in Savannah, my bones are aching all the time. It's raining in Savannah, my poor bones are just aching all the time. That undertaker's mean and ugly, the humming in the pines. Crazy way of dying, sinking low down in my head. Crazy way of dying, sinking low down in my head. See, I'm deep below the sunshine. Here's a cold and lonely bed. crowded in the ground, ain't nobody knows my name. It's crowded down here in the ground, nobody knows my name. See, I'm deep below the sunshine, everybody looks the same. Yellow fever's awful bad, and I ain't got no money for a bell. Say, yellow fever's awful bad, and I ain't got no money for a bell. See, I've been buried here alive, ain't nobody gonna tell. Thank you. Well, I tried to write a country song while Obama's still in office, my uncle, rest his soul, used to tell me, you know, he played guitar, used to preach on the radio. He said, "Son." He said, "Son!" Preached fire and brimstone on the radio, but anyway, Maryville, Tennessee. He said, "Son, you got to learn how to play lead in D." Well, it still makes me mad because I'm still trying to figure that out. But so this is one in C sharp for all the people that went to school down there where they got that sign about music lessons or something. So. They make the laws to suit themselves, the ones buy and sell. The rest of us down the river, the rest of us don't need a touch, taking more than just enough to get by down the river. Down the river we pray for one another. Down the river we hold on to our dreams. Down the river the hard times makes us stronger to get by. Leave this world behind. Bed to lay me down at night, working hands to hold you tight, my darling, me down the river. Now far away the memories, simple days remaining, and our broken hearts down the river. Down the river pray for one another. Down the river we hold on to our dreams. Down the river hard times makes us stronger to get by. Leave this world behind. Thank you. gifts of little ones we love and our faith in blood and God above. They will last forever down the river. I'm on. Down the river, we pray for one another. Down the river, we hold on to our dreams. Down the river, the hard times makes us stronger to get by. Leave this world behind. Get down the river. Down the river. The hard times makes us stronger to get by. Leave this world behind. Down the river. Well, most of you are already down, so
stay down
for a while longer. I got one more quick tune, and then we got some people going to come up here that know what they're doing. So this is a little ditty. I forget the name of it. Don't matter. Something like this. And maybe Texas, maybe Jupiter, who's to know when you're lonely? Reckon memories good to suit her. She put roots down in the hills. There's one heart, these old mountains. There's one light gently shining in the Blue Ridge, smoky sunrise, put roots down in the hills, roots down the hills. Oh, the silver moonlight passion, dancing fast, everlasting. Till the stars glance me catching, putting roots down in the hills, they roots down in the hills. Some melody I must remember in the crowded valley wind. Her voice sings through the evening, putting roots down in the hills. They roots down in the hills. Maybe Texas, maybe Jupiter, who's to know when you're lonely? Reckon memories be good to suit her. Putting roots down in the hills, say roots down in the hills.
Malcolm Holcomb, yes indeed. Woo. This is Radio Live, coming to you live from the Museum of Commerce on the historic Pensacola campus of the University of West Florida. And support for Radio Live comes from the law firm of Clark Partington Hart. With 40 attorneys providing a full range of legal services from offices in Pensacola, Destin, Watercolor, and Tallahassee. Online at cphlaw.com. Additionally, accommodations for Radio Live artists are provided by the Hilton Pensacola Beach Gulffront. And we thank them. I had the pleasure of meeting our next guest a few years back at the 38th Songwriters Festival. And it's been a delight to know her. Callahan comes from the UK, as many of you know, when she speaks. And gives her away. She was classically trained from the tender age of 6 on the flute, but then kind of gravitated more towards playing the piano, singing, and writing her own music. She was already recording her music in her teens in London when she decided to branch out, looked for a producer. She had always been a Sean Mullins fan, and so she contacted him through MySpace. Remember that? Remember that MySpace thing? He recognized talent when he saw it, and he invited her to come to Atlanta and do some recording. And so she and her husband Steve packed everything up and moved to America, as they say. And just as with many of the other British invasions, she's done quite well for herself, and we're delighted to have her on Radio Live once again. Her debut album, Life in Full Color, which was produced by Sean Mullins, was released to critical acclaim, as is her second album, which is a live album, and she's now working on a third album. She's in the studio working on that right now. So very exciting, and we're glad to have her with us tonight. Please welcome Callahan.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. I'm very, very happy to be here. I can't believe it's been a few years already since I came here first. And I have very, very fond memories of coming here, so I'm thrilled to be back. And I'm going to start with a song that that was written actually just a couple of months after I moved here to the States back in 2010. And this song always reminds me that life is all about following your dreams. It's called Best Year. This could be the best year of our lives. If we tear up a rule book, leave it all behind. Work all day till you close your eyes. Let's get out of this town, find some bluer sky.
Good times coming. I see.
just one moment falls in your hands. Win or lose, wrong or right, love. It's all about the run, and I feel good times coming. I see the sun rising, the sky. Thinking about it, I don't know why we waited so long. Thinking about it, I don't know why we waited so long.
Thank you. The other fond memory I have of recording that song and doing the video for that song is that the video starts and ends not that far away from here, actually, up the coast in Santa Rosa Beach. So, yeah, those of you that are on YouTube or Facebook, if you go to facebook.com/Callahan Music, and Callahan has a G in the middle, you can see the video for that. This next song is one that's on my live album, and this song came about when I was living in Atlanta, Georgia for a little while. It's where I lived when I first moved to the States, and moved in with this very lovely family for a little while. I lived with them for about 6 or 7 months, and the grandmother of the family was there at the time, and she was about 85 or 86, and we became really good friends, and the two of us were having dinner together one night. And she was from New York City, and she was telling me all of these amazing stories of what it was like, you know, growing up in the 40s and 50s in New York, and just phenomenal. And anyway, one night we got onto the subject of love and relationships and kind of swapping stories, you know, and she told me about this guy that she'd met when she was about 17 or 18 and had totally fallen for him, you know, completely fell madly in love with him, and it was the first time she'd ever felt that way about anyone. And they dated for a little while and then kind of went their separate ways. And she never saw or heard from him again. But she said she'd married someone else and had a very happy marriage. But every few years, she just thought about this guy and wondered, you know, what had happened to him and where he was living now and what he looked like. And still felt the same about him. And in her mind, you know, he looked the same. And it was all, you know, nothing had changed. And I just thought it was amazing because people of my generation obviously have a slightly different experience that we can look our exes up on Facebook, you know, and all too easily see what they're doing these days, what they look like and who they've married and what their children look like, and you know, in a very unstalkery way, obviously. But, but I thought it was such a wonderful story that she'd carried that love with her all of those years. And so she inspired me to write this next song. It's called When You Loved Me.
When you loved me, I was alive in every moment. The moment played out like a movie scene. When you loved me, I had everything I wanted. Reality was sweeter than the dream. When you loved me, everything was simple then. My heart was virgin pure. God, I believe.
reality was sweeter than a dream.
As Pat mentioned, I am working on my my second studio album now, third album overall, and I'm recording it in Nashville, and I'm doing it slightly differently. I'm doing it with a website called Pledge Music that some of you may have already heard of, and how it works is it brings music fans and artists together so that you can create projects together, and so the plan is that my album's going to be out for the Pledges in time for Christmas this year. And how you can get involved is it starts at $10, and for that you get the download of the album before it's released publicly, and you also get one new song every single month from now to the end of the year. And they're all things, you know, like unreleased tracks. There'll be things from behind the scenes in the studio, from the writing room, all kinds of things that hopefully give you an insight into, you know, the making of a record. And yeah, starts at $10, goes up to $10,000. No one's done that yet, but, you know, if anyone here wanted to do that this weekend, that would be pretty cool. You never know. But anyway, I'm going to play for you the first single that's going to be on that album, and this is a song called Who Would I Be? And this song is written all about, you know, who would I be without the things in my life that make me who I am as a person? And obviously music is pretty high up there. And also my friends and my family and where I'm from. And, you know, it really goes as wide as you want it. You know, a faith, a passion, a job, anything that just defines who you are as a person. There are days I know that I'm right where I should be. But underneath, nothing makes any sense, and I get lost sometimes. With all the fear, with all the doubt, with all the voices crying out. Thank you.
without you. I can see all the things that I have left behind when I close my eyes. I feel the strength you give me to survive. It's what you do to me. It's what you do to me. All the fear with all the doubt.
Callahan, and she will be back with us in the second half of the program, as will everybody. The program is Radio Live, coming to you live this evening from the Museum of Commerce on the historic Pensacola campus of the University of West Florida. We do this the first Thursday of every month live down here, and then on subsequent Thursdays on 88.1 FM, we play encore programs. Also, if you like the program tonight or if you like the one you heard last month, we archive them within a matter of days after each broadcast, and we have them on our website, wwf.org. So you can go there anytime and relive the moment. So I encourage you to do that. Our next guest tonight is a gentleman that I also heard for the first time over on the 38th Songwriters Festival, which, by the way, is a great festival. And I know there are a lot of people here tonight. I recognize your faces. We love it. Yeah. Chris Alvarado actually lives over in that area, so he's here with us along the coast. He is an award-winning artist in many respects, but let me just kind of give you some of the things that he's done recently. In March of this year, he was selected as a finalist in the 2014 Music City Songwriting Contest. In May of last year, he competed in the Wildflower Music Festival Songwriting Competition Finals and walked away with the top honors as the 2013 Michael Terry People's Choice Award winner. Last year, the National Recording Academy selected him to perform at the Florida Grammy Showcase in Orlando, where he was selected the winner out of six acts selected from the entire state. He was also invited by BMI to headline at the BMI Acoustic Brunch during the 2012 Florida Music Festival. Busy guy. He's been doing quite a lot of things. I also didn't find out until earlier tonight, he is a craftsman, makes his own guitars. And you'll hear how beautiful they are tonight when he plays. So please join me in welcoming Chris Alvarado.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Makes me sound good. I want to meet that guy, but I appreciate it. So yeah, I grew up in the listening area, so this has always been, I've always heard the show and wanted to do it. I used to deliver pizzas when I was in high school, listening to this show. But so I'm gonna do some songs for y'all. I have a newer album out, newer-ish, it's less than a year old. Yeah, less than a year old, and this is the first song off of there. It's a song about being in a relationship and kind of not being on the same page and trying to figure out where you stand. It's not about my wife. We figured that out. She gave me the stink eye, front row.
Mm-hmm.
Let go of the things that you've seen. Hold on to your heart and give in. Find out what this life is worth. Meet me side of love. Come now, let me hold you in my arms. Sooner or later you'll find out who we are. Miserable strength in your heart. Never surrender till death we do depart. Climb up in me, hold tight and set me free. Fall down into my arms. Wake me when you find out who we are. Reach out, put your head upon my skin. Call this forever and never ask when. Kiss me, for me in your mind. Tell me that you love me to the day you die. Climb up in me, hold tight and just send me free. Fall down. Find out who we are. See the truth. Just open up your mind, open up your heart and choose me. Climb up in me, hold tight and just set me free. Fall down into my arms. Find out who we are. Find out who we are. Can you wake me up? Find out who we are.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you. Appreciate that. I'm going to do another song off the new album. This is, I did some time in the military, about 7 years. And a song about PTSD I wrote. People tend to write like hero songs and stuff like that, but this is, it's gotten a lot more attention in the last few years, and it needs to have more, so, especially in this area. But this is about what happens when soldiers come home from war.
Muskets wheeling down on this battlefield on the outskirts of town. We are men, we stood tall to fight, and all we have left is our lives. We are left here with only our lives. Men, this war has taken all we had to give. A band of brothers bound by blood and tears. We leave our children nothing to fear. Our children have nothing to fear. Feel no pain as my heart beats on forever just the same. Goodbye, my loving. Feel my pain as my mind is lost forever just the same. By now, my mind is lost forever just the same. What will we be fighting them for? Life and death, we live by our sword. We swing it proud, not even knowing the name. In painted red, our hands become stained. In painted red, forever they'll remain. Far off where sword our heroes stood, by hallowed ground where countrymen drew blood. But there's a sea that separates us from the truth, and on that sand you'll leave everything in you. That sand will ruin everything inside of you. Whoa. My heart beats on forever just the same. Goodbye, my love, and feel my pain. As my mind is lost forever just the same. By now, my mind is lost forever just the same. My heart beats on forever, just the same. Goodbye, my loving, feel no pain. Cause my mind is lost forever, just the same. By now, my mind is lost forever, just the same. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you so much, thank you. It's a good audience here tonight. Man, I tell you, this is awesome, awesome venue. It really is. I'm trying to think of what key I'm supposed to do this in. Here we go. Whatever I want, right? It depends on how lucky I'm feeling, really. I seem to have a theme with a lot of my stuff. It's finding your place in the world. I don't know how that happened, because I've seemed pretty grounded, and I'm pretty happy, but, you know, I went through some transition a few years back, and so I think that's when a lot of these songs they were dug up from that era. But this is off my first album, which I don't have with me. It's on iTunes. All these songs are on iTunes and Pandora. Well, some are on Pandora. This one is. A song called Searching. This one's exactly about finding your way. That's the other song. We already did that one.
Before
There's a stillness in this city here. It's kidding me that I'm not there. I'm finding exactly what I'm looking for. I'm gonna walk these empty streets till I find me. Till I find me. Thank y'all so much.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're too kind.
Thank you, Chris. Chris Alvarado, and he too will be back with us in the second half of the program. The program is Radio Live. Support for the program comes from the law firm of Clark Partington Hart. With 40 attorneys providing a full range of legal services from offices in Pensacola, Destin, Watercolor, and Tallahassee. Online at cphlaw.com. Additionally, accommodations for our Radio Live artists are provided by the Hilton Pensacola Beach Golf Front.